now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. Welcome to the program. I've been on the air on KCAA for quite a long time now, Saturday morning, and now we're moving to Sunday morning. I'm going to be here from now on. I think this is a good time for me because my message is, it is religious. What I have to offer is, and I'm going to use a term. I didn't create this term or come up with it. Someone else did, but it's a good term, so I'm going to use it. Common sense Christianity. Common sense Christianity. And I hope that if you listen in for a while, you may hear in the tone of my voice and the way I phrase things that I am trying to put into words something that's not all that easy to put into words, but it's something you know in your heart. Maybe when you were a little kid, you remember. You kind of knew things, you kind of saw things, but you couldn't say it very easily, and so people didn't understand if you tried to explain it to them. You couldn't even explain it to them, but you saw things, and maybe your parents, being all caught up in worrying and planning and scheming and, you know, all of their issues and problems and money worries and who knows what, why they were so far removed from, what you were close to when you were a little child, that they couldn't hear you even if you could put it into words. So what I would like to do is talk to you about common sense Christianity. My name is Roland Trujillo. I've been on the air for 20 years. And I've been teaching and counseling and coaching people for 30 years. And so here I am. Very special program. Let's begin with some basics. First of all, I am director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. You can't join it. It's not a church. You can't join it. But what it is basically, it's basically a resource center. And the way to get to the Center for Common Sense Counseling is via the Internet. It's your best bet. Now, if you don't go on the Internet, obviously you can listen to my program and you can call or write, you know, to ask for copies of tapes or books or something. Best thing is to go to the Internet. And the easiest web address I can give you is coachroland.com, coachroland.com, to get there. Now, what do I have? First of all, I have, my bread and butter is very simple and beautiful meditation, which basically helps you to become still and separate from being lost in thinking. Now, most of us, in fact, all of us, our problem is right between our two ears. And our problem is that we're lost in thinking, lost in worrying, planning, scheming, daydreaming, rehearsing the future and reliving the past. You see, it becomes an ersatz reality, an alternate reality. But for the most part, it's not a very beautiful one. Now, little children have their imagination, a very active one, and it's perfectly natural and normal for kids. In fact, I see it as a positive thing. Little children, you know, they're not ready for a full dose of reality, are they? Although little children are close to God, their souls are very close to God. Yet, you know, the dog-eat-dog world out there, they're not quite ready for it. They live in their imagination and play and have, you know, all these wonderful things. But we adults, our problem is that when pressure is exerted upon us, when situations arise, when life's little vicissitudes come along, then what do? We retreat into the imagination. We regress into the imagination. But it's not the beautiful and sweet one as when we were a little child. Now it's filled with all kinds of worries and doubts and fears and so on, you see? So that's not good. So what we need to do is to get out of our imagination. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is Roland, and you can find my website at coachroland.com. I began by discussing a very beautiful meditation that we have. It's very simple. It basically teaches you how to go in a room and become still. In other words, how to sit quietly and separate from your thought stream into which you tend to fall. Okay? Now look. What happens? Look what happens when you have to face your child's teacher, when you have to talk to your boss, when you have to face your wife or someone who you've made into your authority, when one of life's little troubling situations comes along, what happens? Well, you tend to get upset, don't you? You become upset, or you become nervous, or you become anxious. And then what? Then you retreat into your imagination, either before, during, or after. Usually before, first of all, you get upset. Then you say or do the wrong thing. Then, afterwards, what do? Instead of facing, reality and realizing that you said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing, became upset, basically blew it, what do? Well, you retreat into the imagination. And there you relive the past over and over again. I should have said this, I could have said that, I said this, and she said that, and I said this, and she said that. And you might try to rearrange the past and make it more palatable. Or you might start planning for the future. Well, next time, when I get there, I'll say this, and then she'll say that, and then I'll say, well, this, and then I'll do that, and I'll do this. You start planning, see, for the future. But you never live right in the present. Now, we've heard that, haven't we, in a lot of the Asian philosophies. They talk about living in the present, in the eternal now. Well, it's true. It's true. But you see, I add a very beautiful Christian touch to it. Christian, if you don't mind my saying so. Now look, some of you, you don't like to hear that term, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's a good term. And I just want to say I'm not trying to force religion on anybody. I'm just telling you what I see. Okay, and I've been at this now for 20 years. So I know what I'm talking about. I see what I see. I'm like a little kid. I see what I see, but I'm not a little kid anymore. Now I'm, all grown up, and so I can express the beautiful concepts or principles that I see. And why do I see them? Because I love them, see? And then my love is to try to share them with you. But a lot of you are like dunderheads. You're really thick-headed, and you're so lost in your thinking that you can't even hear me. Or if you hear me, then you immediately react. Oh, he's trying to this or he's trying to that. See what I mean? Jumping to conclusions. So the best thing is just to listen calmly, see, and see if what I'm saying holds true. Now, I said I add a little Christian touch to the idea of living in the now, and that is the idea of faith, see, not worrying, but having faith, and forgiving. See, now that's a very, very wonderful concept. See, instead of revenge, instead of getting even, instead of putting the other person down, instead of a game of one-upsmanship. Now, let's be honest, a lot of us play that even with our own family, with our own wife or husband or kids. A game of one-upsmanship, trying to win, trying to, you know, do the other, trying to make a point or prove something. You see what I mean? Well, that may not, we may not call that revenge, but it's some kind of, well, there's something selfish about it, something prideful about it. But the idea of forgiveness is the idea of not not playing the old game of one-upsmanship, but instead doing what is right in the moment. In other words, not who is right, but what is right. Looking the principle first, doing what's right. See what I mean? Now, if you had faith, in other words, if you trusted what you knew in your heart, I don't mean faith in books or in other people. See, if you put your faith in other people, they're going to disappoint you, aren't they? How many of you have been disappointed by other people? See, many times. Yes, we all have, haven't we? Some of us many times over. We've been disappointed by athletes, by ministers, by teachers, by men, by women, by even our parents, authorities, friends, whoever. We've been disappointed. See? Well, now you see, you mustn't put your faith in other people. See, it doesn't mean that we must hate people. It doesn't mean that we must be, what's the word, a recluse or antisocial? No. It just means that, you know, you do business and you know people and you have communication with them and so on and so forth, and you have your family and your work and your friends, you know, and so on, but you just don't put your faith in them. You don't lean on them. You don't rely on them because they have feet of clay. But if a person puts their faith in what is right and what they know deep in their heart, see, well, that's the beginning of faith, okay? That's the beginning of it, right there. Trusting what you know deep down. How many times have you seen something, you tried to tell other people, they wouldn't believe you? See, remember when you were a little kid, you saw some man, he wasn't very nice, and he would come over and you say, Mommy, that's not a very nice man. Oh, don't say that about him. See, they wouldn't believe you. See, so maybe you doubted yourself and thought, well, maybe he is nice. Well, he was. If you saw that he wasn't, then he wasn't. See what I mean? See? So that's the beginning of faith, trusting in what you know deep down, what you wordlessly know, and then going out in the world and, you know, loving principle first, what is right first, fairness first, justice, see, first, and not hating people. When they fail you, don't hate them. Don't resent them. When your husband is imperfect, don't resent him. If your wife is imperfect, don't resent her. If your kids are imperfect, don't resent them. If your neighbor is imperfect, don't resent them. You see how simple it all is? All right, it's very simple. Wouldn't it be nice to live in this beautiful, simple faith? Of present with faith and forgiveness and peace of mind? Of course it would. But in order to do so, you've got to get out of your mind, I mean out of your imagination, and start to be more forgiving, and then you can do it. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. My name is Roland, and I'll be here every Sunday morning at 7:30. Now, if you miss the program, or better yet, you hear the program and you say, wow, you know, he described me to a T. You know, I'm lost in my thinking. I'm worrying all the time. I'm becoming upset. Then I say the wrong thing. I resent my husband or my wife, and then I take it out on my kids, and I go to work and I feel pressure, and then I come home and I get angry, and then I reach for pills or reach for the bottle, and then after that I feel guilty, and then I work too hard, and then, see what I mean? Well, if you like the program and you hear something, you want to hear the program again, well then you can go to my website, and there you can find a list of these programs, and you can listen to them on the computer. You can listen to it on the computer as an MP3. You can listen to it again and again for free, okay? Or other programs that I have made. Listen to them for free. Just go to CoachRoland.com, and you'll be able to do that. So what is the purpose of this program then? Why am I here? Well, I'm here because I have some information that is helpful to you. And it's very simple, but it's so simple that a lot of people miss it. Okay? So let me just focus in on one simple thing this morning so you can see that I know what I'm talking about. And perhaps this will be of help to you. And then you could, follow up, go to my website and read some of my articles and so on. I want to focus on a very simple thing. And it is the fact that we become upset too easily. Most of us do not realize how reactive we are. Very reactive. We react, and then we say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. You see, the reaction, the emotion, see, what it does is it causes us to fall. See, how can I say this? It does a lot of bad things. First of all, it makes you subject to the environment. If something upsets you, then through conditioning, every time it appears, it'll upset you again and again. You know, like your husband, for example. If you allow him to, if you become upset and you resent your husband and he upsets you, then you're going to start becoming upset all the time around him, or your wife, or your kids, or your neighbor. See, or anything, loud noise, letters, telephone calls. So, and when you are upset, what happens? Reason goes out the window. See, reason goes out the window. You fall into your thinking, into your imagination, and you say something, usually the wrong thing, or you say it with the wrong timing. Now, sometimes we say the right thing, but with the wrong timing, because we're upset. See what I mean? But if you weren't upset in the first place, let's say you weren't upset in the first place, and here comes the thing that used to upset you or irritate you or annoy you or exasperate you or make you angry or make you nervous. See, here it comes. There it is. You're not upset. You just look at it. Well, then you'll be able to do the right thing or say the right thing. Maybe nothing needs to be said. Maybe something needs to be said. But whatever you do or whatever you say, it won't be out of upset. It will be out of reason, out of calm reason. So you see how important it is to learn how not to be upset. I'll be right back with more. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. I'll be here every Sunday morning at 7:30. Now, can you see that what I'm saying makes sense? It makes perfect sense. You'll say, yes, you know, Roland, if I wasn't upset. See, and then sometimes we even resent people because they, quote unquote, upset us all the time or make us upset, see, as if it were their fault. So perhaps you can see now why remaining calm is very important. I'm not saying suppressing emotion. I'm not saying repressing it. I'm saying not becoming upset in the first place. Now, you need to learn the secret of doing that in a very excellent way. Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, simply becoming aware of the fact that you're upset all the time and learning to stand back. Have you ever heard people say that? Stand back. Take a deep breath, see? Stand back and get the big picture. Stand back, get the big picture. Stand back, use your peripheral vision. See what I mean? All different ways of saying not to get pulled into a situation. How many times have you gotten pulled into an argument? Maybe you have a spouse that's an expert at pulling you into an argument. You get lost in the argument. Eventually, you don't even know what you're arguing about anymore. See? Maybe they feel better about the whole thing, but you certainly don't, because you sense that you failed somehow. See? And you say, oh, they did it to me again. I got pulled in. Well, look, that's been happening to you for years and years and years. But if you got my meditation and began to practice it, incidentally, you can get a free version of it, which is good, a good short free version of it at my website, for, you know, like I said, for free. It doesn't cost anything. You can at least listen to it. Teaches you how to become still and how to, well, get in touch with your, well, let's just call it your inner ground of being, or it permits you to stand back and observe thought instead of being lost. Then you can go out in the world and you'll have this kind of slightly distant, how can I say it, stance. And when a situation comes along, you won't immediately be sucked into it. Now you still... Because after a whole life of overreacting, yes, you will still get pulled into situations, but when you get pulled in, you'll be able to snap it. In the same way that when you get pulled into thinking, then you'll be able to snap out. You'll get lost in thinking, and all of a sudden you realize you're lost in thinking, you'll snap out. Slowly but surely, as the days, weeks, months go by, you'll be less and less pulled in, less and less lost, more and more in the present, more and more calm, more and more reasonable, see, less and less emotional. It has a beautiful snowballing effect. This time a good snowball, see, a good cumulative effect. And eventually you'll simply be able to deal with life more reasonably and rationally and calmly, and it'll be good for you, good for your health, see. And you'll be pleased, you'll be able to see that you're actually not lost all the time. You'll see that you have more control, a natural control, not a pretend one, not one by gritting your teeth, not one by running away, see, but a natural one. And you won't have to hide in your imagination anymore. Now you react, become upset, you fall into your imagination, see, then you feel, well, somewhat safe there, but you're just... When you're lost in your imagination, you're still subject to outside influences. You see what I mean? So now you see how meditation is helpful. Now can you also see how you could be a better person? not because you're saying nice things or quoting chapter and verse or, any of that kind of stuff, but simply if you're calmer, if you're more reasonable, see, you're more forgiving, less resentful, see, wouldn't you naturally then be what people would call a better person? Of course. All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this morning's program. There's a lot in it. You probably should listen to it again at CoachRoland.com. I shall be back after this brief but important announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening into this program. I'm glad you were here, and I'm glad I was able to share some of this with you. Please listen in again next Sunday morning for this wonderful program. Basic Christianity, if you will. And I know you will enjoy it. And please visit my website, CoachRoland.com. Obviously, CommonSenseCounseling.org will work. RolandTrujillo.com will work. They'll all work. But I say CoachRoland.com because it's easy to remember. Until next time, may God bless. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.